Today is the Sunday of peace. You know, I grew up in the 60s. It was peace, brother. Different kind of peace. But not necessarily different. Some different, some not. But when I was growing up, as a young father, I had two little girls in the house. Their names were Melissa and Sarah. And believe it or not, the two of them just fought like two little sisters. There would be days that they would be just going round and round, and just, it didn't matter what you, they were just, you know, understand, anybody who's been a parent, you know, will know that. The only way to get any peace was to put them in separate rooms and make them stay there. It only had to last like 2 or 3 minutes. They really straightened out until they got back together again. But that's the kind of peace that we need to think about. Enforcing the peace. In Iran right now, there's unrest. The community, the entire nation, is protesting over enforcement police who killed a woman for not being properly dressed, attired. She died in custody. And they have demanded changes. The government has tried to keep the peace with water cannons and troops and all other forms of oppression. But there will not be peace there until there was some resolution. That's the difference. Martin Luther King said it. There is no peace without justice. And these people are calling for that justice, and they're calling for the change in the way things are about. God is at work there. Think about that. These are the Iranians. Some of us consider them one of our strongest enemies, this of our nation. And yet here are a people not unlike us and who may bring peace. We are children of the Prince of Peace. We heard about that this morning. Nalu read from Isaiah, a shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. That doesn't say peace, it says righteousness. Righteousness means a lot more than just peace. I could send the girls to separate rooms or ground them or what have you, but there was no peace. It was just the calm for a moment. Peace is that other word that sometimes gets used, shalom. Do you know the word shalom? Say that with me, shalom. Shalom. Shalom is a greeting. It's an aloha, it's a hello, a goodbye. But Rich was just in Egypt, and they said shalom a lot, I bet. And they say salam alaikum, which is a shalom, and it means peace be unto you. Shalom means that we're happily together, not just not fighting, but we're glad and comfortable and at ease with one another. It's a different kind of peace. It's the peace that was talked about in Isaiah, a wolf and a lamb living together, the leopard and the baby goat harmoniously together, a baby cow and a lion, a cow and a bear, and human babies playing around the holes of poisonous snakes. It sounds macabre, it sounds frightening, and we know that it just stirs something deep within us. Thinking about a baby playing by a poisonous snake, we have a feeling that just immediately responds. It's unnerving, and it's a little bit unbelievable. What do you think of that word, unbelievable? I remember being a kid in grade school and reading Dick Tracy. You know, he was quite the square-jawed hero. But you know, one of the things that cracked me up, he had a watch that you could talk to people through, and it was like a little computer on his wrist. That was unbelievable. Anybody got one of those new Apple Watches that you do that? Stephanie's back here. She's already got one. You got one, Don? Yeah. Unbelievable stuff, I'll tell you what. It just isn't possible. And you know, if you were even in the 50s, the idea of traveling in space or to another planet, it was all Buck Rogers. It was all science fiction. It was all silly people that are just making stuff up. Today, Artemis 1 is circling the moon, preparing for the second set of landings on the moon by humans. Nobody seems to be paying a lot of attention. I think it's outstanding that we've got another mission that is coming close enough that we'll again return to our nearest orbital sphere. Unbelievable. Maybe we need to rethink that term, don't we? But these are all technology things. We've become expecting technology. Medical technology is just amazing. I can't believe what they're doing medically now. And there are many of us alive who would not be but for medical technology. But these are human inventions. Think about that a moment. These are all things that humans have done, people have done. Imagine what the Lord can do. Think about that a moment. How could we find peace in this world? Think about that a moment. Think about all the things, the ways we can be different. We could be Catholic instead of Protestant, or Protestant instead of Catholic, or unchurched. How many of you are born on a farm or a ranch? How many of you are born in the city? There are differences between the way we think and look at things. I have to tell you a fun story. This isn't in my sermon, but I got a minute. We had a preschool in Johnstown, and they would periodically take little field trips. And one of the field trips was quite challenging. They had to send notes to the parents. It was a little controversial and a little bit struggling, and the kids might be adversely affected. They went to a dairy, and they saw where milk came from. And a lot of the kids were a little bit stressed out about that. This is where milk comes from. And we're drinking. They didn't quite make all the connections. Now, if you're raised on a farm, you might have even drawn some of that milk, and you understand that. But there's differences between the way we look at things depending upon where we've been raised. Inner city or the suburbs. How about being raised in the USA as composed to Tonga? There are differences. There are differences, and they challenge the way we look at the world. How could we possibly get along? I have to smile. Pastor Neo's sneaking up behind me. What about being raised in Japan or Africa? Think about that. Or Afghanistan. Think about our worldviews and the differences. Think about being born and raised in the slums or in Beverly Hills. Poor, wealthy, all of these differences. And I haven't even got to the politics. I'm going to leave that off. So how do we find peace with all of these divisions, all these differences, all these different ways of being? The first step we have to make is to find them within ourselves. We have to find that peace within ourselves that is able to not react, a non-anxious presence. I'm still learning that. There are times that I'm really good at it, and then something sneaks up, and before you know it, I'm not there at all. But I'm working on that, and I'm gaining. And I'm also beginning to recognize something else. There are others who have experienced some kind of injury, some kind of a pain, some kind of a trauma. And they are deeply injured, and they are hurt, and they are reacting out of that hurt. And they want revenge. They want to avenge what has happened. They want to respond. As children of the Prince of Peace, we might be called upon to be the peacemakers. My soul is a piece of barbed wire. And there's a dove on the stole, and the dove is trying to light, but the barbed wire has barbs upon it. Peace cannot arrive. But there's a hand grabbing the barbed wire, absorbing the pain, allowing a place for peace. We might be called upon, as children of the Prince of Peace, to be peacemakers upon which injury is inflicted, to bring peace for someone else. Think about that a moment. We might be able to absorb someone else's pain enough to help them come to a place of shalom. Doesn't sound like much fun, and it's a lot easier to react and say, that wasn't my fault, and it isn't, and it is, And all of those are true. And for some people, it might be irrelevant whether someone else has been injured or not as to how they act in the world. But for us, we are called to servitude. And there is one coming. John described him. John said, I'll baptize you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming is more powerful than I am. I'm not even worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, and his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear the threshing floor. The wheat he will gather and gather into the granary. But the chaff you will burn with unquenchable fire. We have choices. Remember, though, they are the choice between being wheat or chaff. Be the children you're called to be, the children of peace. Do this in the name of the Lord God. Amen.